Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. How serious are we to look at President Trump's statements regarding the Panama Canal? I'd like to go back a little bit to December 21, when Fox Business News reported the following. President-elect at that time, Trump, unleashed a tirade against Panama Canal tolls Saturday, claiming the U.S. is being ripped off by high prices. The Panama Canal's tolls can range from 3 to 6 figures, depending on how large a vessel is and how much cargo it carries, with the largest ships being charged as much as $500,000. The Panama Canal is considered a vital national asset for the United States due to its critical role to America's economy and national security, Trump wrote in his post. A secure Panama Canal is crucial for U.S. commerce and rapid deployment of the Navy from the Atlantic to the Pacific and drastically cuts shipping times to U.S. ports. The incoming president criticized former President Carter, who Trump said foolishly gave it away for $1. In 1977, Carter signed the Panama Canal Treaty, which phased out U.S. control of the canal by 1999. Carter also signed the Neutrality Treaty, which ensured that the tolls would be equal for all nations. Trump implied that the U.S. should be given preferential treatment in his post. The fees being charged by Panama are ridiculous, especially knowing the extraordinary generosity that has been bestowed to Panama by the U.S. This complete rip-off of our country will immediately stop, he wrote. And then he went on to say, Trump also floated the idea of demanding the canal's ownership be returned to the United States if American ships are not given fair treatment. You see, here is a condition attached. The Panama Canal was not given for the benefit of others, but merely as a token of cooperation with us and Panama, Trump concluded. If the principles, both moral and legal, of this magnanimous gesture of giving are not followed, then we will demand that the Panama Canal be returned to us in full and without question, he wrote. So, in other words, he said, if we are not being treated fairly, we may demand ownership of the canal. MSN wrote on December 24, that Trump has been in a strikingly imperial mood since his election victory. He has floated with acquiring Greenland, reclaiming the Panama Canal, annexing Canada, and potentially invading Mexico. I want to just limit myself here to the Panama Canal issue. Panama President José Raúl Mulino declared in an on-camera address Sunday that Panama would not hand over a single square meter of the canal, to which Trump replied on Truth Social, we will see about that. Trump followed up with a picture of an American flag flying over the canal, captioned, Welcome to the United States Canal. And then during a lengthy news conference at Mar-a-Lago on January 7, President-elect Trump stated the following, as it was reported by the New York Post on January 7. President-elect Donald Trump said Tuesday he would not rule out using military force to make Greenland and the Panama Canal U.S. territories. No, I can't assure you on either of the two, the incoming president told a reporter asking about the use of military force or economic coercion to acquire the territories. Now, what is interesting is that a vast majority of Americans are in support of Trump's idea. Newsmax wrote on January 14. More than two-thirds of Republican voters support President-elect Donald Trump's suggestion the U.S. acquire the Panama Canal, according to a new Rasmussen Reports survey. When asked whether they support or oppose the U.S. taking back the Panama Canal, 73% of GOP voters say they support the move. That includes 51% who say they strongly support the action. Among Democrat voters, only 22% say they support reclaiming the Panama Canal, but still 22%. Among voters unaffiliated with either major party, 43% say they support taking back the Panama Canal. So, putting it all together, it's a vast majority of Americans who are in support of taking back the Panama Canal. And so, ABC News wrote on January 20, President Donald Trump said in his inauguration remarks, America's decline is over. It's interesting because we have published a booklet about the decline, the fall of the United States. The article goes on to say, Trump continued to lay out his vision for the U.S., including a plan to gain control of the Panama Canal. American ships are being severely overcharged and not treated fairly in any way, shape, or form, and that includes the United States Navy, he said. Above all, China is operating the Panama Canal, and we didn't give it to China. We gave it to Panama, and we are taking it back. See, no condition attached to it anymore. He said, we are taking it back, no matter what. Now, Panama claims that they are not taking the threat seriously, but at the same time, they have now approached the UN asking for their intervention and involvement. So obviously, they are bothered by the threat for sure. So the question is, could the US take the Panama Canal back, and will it? Will it do so? Now, let me just say from a human standpoint, giving away the Panama Canal was indeed a completely, totally foolish move. But it was prophesied in the Bible. It was prophesied that that would happen. And much more did happen and will happen, because both America and Britain will lose all its sea gates. Now, what do I mean by sea gates? First of all, there is a prophecy in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, chapter 22, it's also repeated in the book of Genesis, chapter 24, that Abraham's descendants, the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who was then later called Israel, they would, first of all, receive the gates, or the sea gates, of their enemies. Now, we have told you many times that the descendants of the ancient house of Israel are to be found mainly in the United States of America and in the United Kingdom, insofar as English-speaking nations are concerned. So they would receive, they would possess the gates of their enemies. Now, what's meant by a gate? A gate is a narrow passage of entrance or exit. A gate would be such a pass as the Panama Canal, the Suez Canal, or the Strait of Gibraltar. Among many other gates. You could define them as strategically and economically and militarily important for, in this case, the United States and Great Britain. But notice what happened. The Suez Canal was handed over by the British to Egypt in 1956. The Panama Canal, as we have just heard, was handed to Panama by the United States in 1999. Now, in March 2025, the British intend to hand over one of their last remaining sea gates, the Chagos Islands, to Mauritius. BBC wrote on October 3, 2024. The UK has announced it is giving up sovereignty of a remote but strategically important cluster of islands in the Indian Ocean after more than half a century. The deal, reached after years of negotiations, will see the UK hand over the Chagos Islands to Mauritius in a historical move. This includes the tropical atoll of Diego Garcia, used by the US governments as a military base for its Navy ships and a long-range bomber aircraft. And just today, I was reading how America is opposed to this move, whether they're going to stop it, trying to stop it. We also know that politicians in Great Britain are opposed to this move, but it looks like the government wants to go through with it. Apart from this now, we have Gibraltar, and we have said for years that it will ultimately fall into the Spanish hands. In other words, Britain will hand it over, or maybe it's forced to hand it over. And the same is true for the Falkland Islands. They will not keep that either. That will go back to the Argentinians. And there are other sea gates, which have been surrendered by the Americans and the British, which include Singapore in 1965, Hong Kong in 1997, when it was given over to China, Malta in 1964, Cyprus in 1960. As I said, the Bible says they will lose them all. They will lose all their sea gates in the end time. Why? I'm coming to that in a moment. And once they are gone, the Bible does not indicate that they could ever be taken back, except for one reason. We read in the Bible that God will break the pride of the power of the Americans and the British. You read that in the book of Leviticus. You also read in the book of Deuteronomy that God will besiege them at all their gates and taking them away. Herbert W. Armstrong wrote a book in 1967, The United States and Britain in Prophecy. And I'd like to read to you one excerpt from page 211. As the pride of our power continues to be broken, as the British continue to lose their foreign sea gates and possessions around the world, as America signs away ownership of the Panama Canal, control over this vital sea gate, as weather upsets increase, this focal prophecy, talking about the pride of America's and Britain's power, this focal prophecy alone represents giant proof as to where the modern remnant of the peoples of Israel resides today. Now, theoretically, the U.S. could take the Panama Canal back through negotiations or through military action. But it does not appear that God will back up either endeavor. Now, he might give it back to the United States if the American people repent of their many sins. But, you know, most people don't even know what sin is, let alone repenting of it. Sin is a transgression of the law. What law? The Ten Commandments. Sin is breaking the Ten Commandments, and most people, again, don't even know from the top down to the bottom what the Ten Commandments really tell you. But you see, ignorance doesn't protect you from punishment. And so we have prepared a free booklet, The Ten Commandments. And this free booklet tells you in detail what it means to keep them and what it means to break them. And there is punishment for sin. It doesn't appear that the American people as a whole will repent. And so all the sea gates will be taken away and won't return, won't be given back, no matter what people may want to do. And the decline of the American nation is continuing. So please ask for a free copy of our booklet on the Ten Commandments. And thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.